B-Pod Studios.
Yeah, it's the 5 o'clock hour. It's the Mike Mussinelli Show. 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Guida Durn Window. Guida Durn Window has extended their big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Just call this number, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. This guy on Twitter just asked me, come on, Mike, what kind of course are you playing that allows shorts? And first of all, spelled course, C-O-A-R-S-E.
Like course.
Well, wait, what course am I playing the last short? What course doesn't allow shorts? Country clubs allow shorts.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You can't be wearing long pants in the heat of summer.
Maybe on his C-O-A-R-S-E.
I don't understand where he's playing. They don't allow shorts. Everybody allows shorts.
He's playing on the other course, on the C-O-A-R-S-E.
Not like you said you're playing in a beach tank top.
No, you're not playing on a beach tank top.
Yeah, that's
illegal.
That's what I mean. You can't play in that. But
you can't do that. But, you know, golf shorts are, you know, normal.
Yeah.
Come on, brother. All right, let's go to Tom in Northeast Philly. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on, Tom?
I just got home, but I was listening to the, shorting up the games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at, the thing I'm thinking of would also, lessen the load or the burden on pitchers. If you just limit between the top half and the bottom half of the ninth or the inning, and only give the pitcher three warm-up pitches, that's got to take 20 minutes off the game time. You know what I mean? Sometimes we're at their 6-7.
I would suppose I think the number is there's a certain number of pitches that you can take.
Well, it's mandatory.
Yes, I don't know whether it's five or six, but yeah, you're limited to a certain amount of pitches. But you can't allow three. Like a guy sitting in a dugout and you get stiffened up and he's only allowed three warm up pitches. I mean, you're gonna injure a guy that way. You have to get loose again. As opposed to the inning, and you sit in the inning for a half hour, and your team scores a lot of runs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just something I cooked up. All right.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that's a good attempt. But, yeah, there's a restriction. I forget how many pitches you're allowed. Steve in Havertown. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's up, Steve?
I got an idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little wacky, not for the baseball purists, but I think it would lead to more offense, and it would definitely take the time of the games down.
Okay.
What if you gave each team all 27 outs at once and did it like half? So you get the bat for 27 straight outs.
It's like cricket. what would be the benefit to that?
Okay, so if you have a pitcher who's mowing them down and he can get through many of the outs super quickly, then when it's time to bat, you might only need two or three runs, and you don't need to go through all those extra runs or all those extra outs because a team could beat you super quickly. Also, secondly, if a team is hitting the ball, you're not stopping a rally every three outs. They can continue to rally, and you could build more runs and score so many more runs if you're given 27 consecutive outs.
Or are you allowed pitching changes?
Yeah, I haven't fully worked through all of the things.
That would be boring for the fan. I mean, I would want to watch one team get 27 outs. I like the variation of it's a half an inning and then the other team bats. I mean, that's what keeps baseball moving. 27, giving the team 27 outs will make the game drone on very uninterestingly.
Yeah, fair enough. Again, I just thought it was a wacky.
I mean, that's just like trying to rush a game over. You know, let's get the game over with type of thing. Tom in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hello.
Tom, what's up, buddy? All right, Tom. Tommy, we got you, Tommy.
Hey, I got the idea.
What's the idea?
Shame. So, add analytics. So you get a pitcher, he's mowing him down, Aaron Nola. What does he take between pitches? 16.8 seconds. So publish all these stats real time to the kids. Put up shot clocks. You don't change any rules.
Shot clocks to throw the pitch within a certain period of time. There is a clock.
Right.
They're going to experiment with one in minor leagues, I believe, that's 20 seconds.
Well, no, you don't even make it a clock. What you make it is, there's second-level thinking here. You got to go to, okay, all of a sudden the pitcher goes through a year, he averages 18.2 seconds per pitch.
Uh-huh.
Another pitcher comes in, he's 23.4. It's going to maybe cost him a little money in free agency.
How's it going to cost you money in free agency?
Who wants to get a pitcher that takes too long? You don't want your players falling
asleep. Why does he care? The team doesn't care if he takes too long. The team cares if he gets outs.
If you get outs and you
take 23 seconds, you're going to be worth a lot of money in free agency. It's not the time, it's the effectiveness.
I hear what you're saying. But it's the team game. Is the rest of the team affected by you taking so long between pitches? And if nothing else, it makes the player conscious of it.
Yeah, well, they do have a pitch clock, though. They rarely enforce it because it's kind of cheesy to enforce it. Because you're changing the dynamic of baseball if you enforce it. So umpires don't enforce it. By the way, you're allowed up to eight warm-up pitches. Now, you can reduce that to six easily.
Yeah.
Update. You don't have to take eight, but you're allowed a maximum of eight, unless it's an emergency situation, obviously.
My father-in-law decided to weigh in again, Mike.
Oh, he did? What do you have to say?
There's three rules.
Mm-hmm.
One, outlaw the shift. I don't know why.
Yeah,
players have to play their position.
A lot of people hate the shift. I don't care about the shift. I think it's a good defensive strategy.
Two, let the pitchers doctor the ball.
Just cut the ball, get some sandpaper out there.
Yeah.
You just do it outwardly.
Yeah.
All right.
And three, you can only change pitchers at the end of the inning unless there's an injury.
Oh, so he's got to live and die out there. If he's giving up a bunch of hits, he's got to stay out there and die.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just giving you, this is what I deal with on like family trips.
Well, I mean, the last one actually doesn't, it makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
Because you're eliminating the constant pitching changes and you're letting but a manager has to win a game. So he can't allow a pitcher who's shot in the rear end to keep pitching out there. He's got to get him out of there.
You're also going to get guys faking injuries. Oh, I thought I had a blister.
Yeah.
So I had to come out, but the blister healed before my next start.
Yep. Dave in Center City, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Dave.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Dave?
Tyrone, I guarantee you, your father-in-law and I share the same favorite Philly. Richie Allen, also known as Dick Allen.
Yeah. All right. Dick Allen was a lot of people's favorite player.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I liked Dick Allen myself.
Okay.
I liked Renegades. You know what's really funny about me? I liked Renegades. Like, I loved Reggie Jackson, Dick Allen, dudes like that. I loved them.
He used a 40-ounce bat, which is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, in this golf question, circa 1975, my father would come home every Saturday from the golf course. He would say, clean these up, son. They look like dress shoes, but they were metal spikes, and they had an Allen wrench to them to remove them.
Yes.
Are they still permitted on the course? Or not?
I think pro golfers have the choice whether they want to use metal. But it's been outlawed on most golf courses, but from the amateurs.
Gotcha. Baseball needs nothing done. The NFL only has 8 minutes of real-time action. That is nothing. Leave baseball alone.
All right. You got it, buddy. Thanks, Dave. Yes, what
Mikey
else?
Miss.
What else you got?
With your background in law and sports, you had no desire to be a sports agent?
Yeah, I did. I actually dabbled in it. Yeah, okay. I did a summer with a guy who was an NBA agent, and I saw the nonsense that went on, and I decided I want to be a babysitter.
Have a good day, guy.
All right, you got it. Yeah, the guy was a big-time NBA agent, too. In fact, I reviewed the contract of Doc Rivers as the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. Or, no, Doc Rivers as a player.
When he was with the Hawks.
Yeah, when he was with the Hawks. And some other coach like John, you remember the John Konkak contract?
I do
which
remember.
Was the landmark contract.
Yeah, it was a big, people were mad about that.
The guy I worked with, named Steve Kaufman, was the agent for that. So I like reviewed all those contracts at the time, and I did like a summer internship with him.
Oh wow!
Wow, you just chose not to go that route.
No, in fact, I went on a recruiting trip with him. Remember, they used to have the All-Star Game in Orlando.
Yeah,
college All-Star Game, and that's where guys would take meetings with agents.
Yeah,
and all these guys were taking meetings with agents, and agents were giving them stuff like keys to cars and stuff like this, and they would like choose their the guy they came down with. Like, you know, what member their crew would be their agent, you know, and just take the stuff from my agent. Just go around, take meetings with agents, and take all the stuff. Yeah, it was a zoo.
That's a
zoo,
dirty, man. It's a dirty
Seriously,
business.
It was a zoo.
Yeah.
Paul, Maple Glen. Paul, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Paul.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Paul?
Good. Two things. One, maybe a little off-center, is limit the number of throws over to first base.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that drags on. And then the other one is, you know, the strike zone. It's from the bottom of the letters to the top of the knees. That's the book. That's mm-hmm. by the book.
Yeah.
But then you know as well as I do, and they never call that. It's about as thick as a belt.
Yeah.
And it just drags it on.
So you want more strikes being called.
Exactly.
See, this is why I go, let's go laser. Let's go with the laser strike zone.
But are you going to keep it? Are you going to keep it? That zone from the bottom of the letters to the top of the knee?
Yeah, every laser zone would be according to the guy's height. It would be computerized perfectly to establish his particular strike zone. And yeah, they had the technology to do that. And it would not necessitate a home plate umpire except for calls to the plate, which I haven't figured out how to get around yet.
I was just going to say, how do you get around that?
Yeah, I don't know. I have to figure that out. Maybe I'll think about that on the airplane tonight.
But I think if they start calling more strikes, the guys are going to have to swing. They can't just get up there and looking for one right down the middle.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
But will that happen?
No.
Will the umpires? No.
Mm-mm. Not going to.
They're sucking the life right out of the game.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They would like the hitter. They would like more offense in the game. So, more offense does not mean a larger strike zone, because that would give the advantage to the pitcher, and they want to give the advantage to the hitter. Vicente in Lansdowne. What's up, Vicente?
Hola, amigo, Mike, give me.
Hola, Vicente.
How you doing?
Good.
I have an idea of how to speed up the baseball players.
What do you got?
You know?
Uh-huh.
In controlling the behavior of the hitters and the pitchers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that all the hitters go to the box and then start playing with their crutches and wasting so much time? Why do they have to speed up? Why do they have to open up their gloves or changing their attire and fix it?
Well, I mean, see, that's one thing I agree with you. Like the unbuckling and the retightening of the batting glove.
To me,
it's ridiculous. I don't think you needed to do that. But, you know, the crotch grab, you have to understand that, you know, your area might be a little askew there from the protective cup that you
are
that's
you
there.
Are you sending a message, a salute, like Italian salute?
No. You got to be comfortable. You got to have the jewels in line there when you step in there, because it's all about comfort.
Why do they have to spit in their gloves and making it dirtier? Why do they
softens the leather? It softens the leather. Your glove. It's also a nervous habit.
Okay.
There's a lot of nervous little ticks in baseball that you have to go through to pass the time.
If they are given a time limit, like 2 minutes to hit the ball,
two minute at bat and you hit the ball.
Right. Yeah. And if you don't get rid of that player, just walk him.
Yeah, I don't know, Vicente. I'm not liking your ideas today.
Well, I don't know.
You got to grab the crotch first of all. The crotch grab, if you're going to outlaw that, I'm out.
What would be your suggestion to implement modern technology to speed up the game?
Well, you can put a time clock on the pitcher. Go down. If you want to go down to 3 balls and 2 strikes, I'm okay with that. And if you foul for the fourth time, you're out. You know, we're junking up the game a little bit, but if the most important thing in this world is to make baseball games speedier, then I'm all for it. That's get a referendum. Right. We'll put it on the ballot when we vote next.
Home, you know, I just tape and record the whole game and then speed up.
Is that what you do? See, I don't. I like a baseball game because it's background noise for me. Now, I might not be glued to every pitch, but I'll be doing some stuff here in the house. I get the ball game on in the background. I can hear the announcer. I hear a crack of the bat. I hear an announcer get excited. I'll see everything. Baseball is like that for me. It's like wallpaper.
Yeah.
Perfect that way.
I do.
It makes me relax. We'll have a ball game on. We don't need to be hurried all the time.
I agree, Mike.
There you go, Nat.
Yes.
I don't think.
Patience is a virtue.
I don't think not having Charlie Manuel take 90 seconds to 2 minutes to get to the mound and 2 minutes back is exactly, and have him not do that would exactly make you, oh man, I feel so frantic now that Charlie didn't make that long walk.
The guy's an older guy. He doesn't have a quick gait.
I'm saying don't ask him to walk.
Kapler?
No.
You know, require him to be physically fit so they can get to the mound faster?
Of course not. I love Charlie. I wish Charlie was still the manager. I just wouldn't have Charlie or any manager make those treks out to the mound. Earpieces. We have all this technology. Let's go.
I like the earpiece idea.
All right.
I'm okay with the earpiece idea.
And with that, would probably trim, that alone would probably trim 8 minutes off the game, every game. So right, just like that.
So you could squeeze your appointments in?
Yeah. On my days off from Sixers Outsiders. I want to watch the game.
Go to an appointment.
He wants to eliminate the crotch grab. Come on, that's an essential part of baseball.
Now you need that.
You got to always be readjusting. A lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, that's personal.
It's absolutely personal. You got to have everything in alignment when you step into that batter's box.
I bet.
Let's go to John Philly. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, John?
I'm a long-time listener.
Thanks, buddy.
Listen, I'm going to change baseball in two, three moves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shorten that outfield. Bring the wall in.
Bring the wall in?
Yeah, you increase home runs. You change the dynamic of everything.
Well, that would make the game longer.
Well, you're going to pitch different to those guys. They're going to be swinging different. There's going to be more pop-outs. They're going to be flying out.
There's going to be more home runs.
Yeah, you increase that score.
More home runs mean longer game.
It's about making it better.
No, that's not.
What do the kids say? The kids want to see home runs. And then, you ready for number two?
Go ahead.
What? How many times do we play Miami or the Braves each year? 15, 16?
Yeah.
Why? Why aren't we playing the A's? Why aren't we playing? How many teams are there? We're playing the same team 15 times.
Well, yeah, because it's cutting down on travel, and it's in your division. You can't be it's no picnic to be traveling to the West Coast to play a 3-game series, and then you come back home.
You put them out there; they're going on seven day runs out west or anywhere. You put them out there for 2 weeks, and you rotate in all those teams that we never see.
Yeah, I hate both your ideas. See what we're doing now? See what we're doing? We're destroying the nature of the game. Now we've gone too far, and I won't stand for it anymore.
Well, what?
That's it.
How does that help fans that you don't play the Mets? I want to play the Mets that many times. I want to play the Nationals that many times. I want to play I want to. Now I'm okay with new divisions,
I can live with those kind of divisional rivalries and, you know, clashes.
Right. I think the Yankees, Red Sox, Phillies, Mets. Like something like that, where they're all in the same division, that's something I could live with. Yeah. But I want to still, if the Yankees are in my division, I want to play them that many times.
See what we've been relegated to because of this Bryce Harper thing. Talking about this stuff. Instead of talking about baseball, Bryce Harper hitting third for the Phillies playing right field. We're talking about how shortened the game with three strikes and two balls, or three balls and two strikes. Tom in Medford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Mike, how are you?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, so first, we share a couple things in common. I'm a former Nittany Lion baseball player, and I own a Shiba Inu.
Do you really? Oh,
yes.
Nice.
What are the odds for that?
And who did you play for out there at State?
Joe Hindelang.
Ah, Hindelang. He was after Shorty Stoner.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was 95.
So uh-huh.
Not too bad. But I had a couple things, minor changes that I think could help it always bothered me. Pitchers have to limit the running game, and there was a lot of stalling and stepping off. And it, so once you step on the mound, you cannot step off. Even if you're crossed up, you can't get together with the catcher.
Okay.
The guy on second.
Once you get your foot in the position of the rubber, you can't step off.
Yeah, so a couple things. So if there's a guy on second and he's dancing around, you can't just step off.
I like that.
Throw it over.
I like it.
Or if you can't get together with the catcher on the sign,
no timeouts and no catcher. The catcher can't come to the mound.
Right.
All right, all right. I like it.
And then the other one was catcher on the flip side can't stall. So you clearly can tell when a catcher's stalling to have somebody warm up.
Yeah. Where they get give you the chat signal from the dugout.
Yeah,
to go out and to talk to your pitcher. The catcher can't go out to the pitcher. You want you you're on the mound, you can't step off. I like all these. This is good.
Minor.
Yeah, they're good. But these are time saving elements. I like it.
All right, that's all I have.
All right, man. Now the problem with limiting a guy's throwovers to first base is that say you're allowed two. You use two. Well, now the guy who's the runner can take a bigger lead and hence steal an easy base. And that defeats your strategical element because you give him the decided advantage. And that shouldn't be either. So you got to work with that concept. How about this? How about the runner is only allowed to go to a certain point to take his lead? There'll be a white stripe
on the infield.
He can't go past that, or it's a ball. This way, everything's even. You can elect to throw over. It's a nice size lead, but it's not like overwhelming size lead.
Unless, of course, he's planning to steal, then he can cross that line. But once he crosses,
he can't. Even if he's planning to steal, he can't cross the line. Well, if he starts to steal,
his lead
can't cross that line. His lead off the base.
Yeah, and then you limit the throwovers.
You limit the throwovers.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah,
you like
that's,
that?
Yeah, that wouldn't kill
you
the game.
You put like a little racing stripe there. Can't go past it.
Yeah,
it's a laser beam, actually. It's a laser that connects from grass to grass to extends to the infield. And if he touches it, beep, it goes off and it's ball.
No, you want it to be a strike.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, because you want to punish the guy.
It's a strike. Yeah. Strike on the hitter. And then the hitter gets ticked off at the runner.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Putting him in a hole.
I live with that.
All right. This is ridiculous. We're back at this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Twitter poll time, brought to us by Paul B. Moore and Sons, from snowblowers to generators and small engines, every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter. Final numbers, Nat.
There we go. Over 2,200 votes today. Do you think Zion Williamson should play again for Duke? 35% say yes, 65% say no.
All righty. I wanted to give a shout out to a couple of local guys. A big weekend for a couple of local guys who are now big-time movie producers in L.A. They've got a film that they're debuting at the Ritz 5 this weekend. Their names are Aaron Scotti and Chris Lamoli. Now, Aaron's from Conshohocken, and Chris is from Huntington Valley. The movie is called Arctic. A man stranded in the Arctic after an airplane crash must decide whether to remain in the relative safety of his makeshift camp or to embark on a deadly trek through the unknown. So it's kind of a thriller. These guys got together, formed a company called Armory Films, and they're in town for this movie. So they'll have a Q&A tomorrow night following the 7 p.m. showing of Arctic at the Ritz 5. And then Saturday, they'll have a Q&A after the 4:45 and 7 p.m. showing at the Ritz 5. So cool. Cool for those guys, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Really good success story. Aaron Scotti and Chris Lamoli. We wish them a lot of luck. Cash, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Cash.
Hi, how are you?
What's up, Cash?
Hey, I was driving by and I was listening to your conversation about cricket, and I heard that you guys were talking about cricket like 5 days long.
Uh-huh.
I just want to keep you updated that there's like two other versions of cricket, which is like one-day cricket, which is cricket only 1 day, and they have now a new version, which is like T20. Which is only take like 2.5 hours to.
Yeah, I heard they had done something like that. Now, but the purest form of cricket is the one that goes on forever, right?
Yeah, 4 or 5 days. That's originally by the British people.
Yes. Yeah, those Brits. Yeah, they can mess up anything.
Yeah, they kind of do. But I have one more point on baseball. I was thinking about making it every. Like 3 foul balls in a row by the batter, it's a strike and they're out. Something like that.
Yeah, I said the 4th foul would be an automatic out because that means the pitcher is getting you to foul. He's making good enough pitches for you not to make good contact, so that should be an advantage to the pitcher. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So that's all. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I remember getting into a conversation in India with these two dudes who were... knew my friend, they spoke English, and we were talking about cricket versus baseball. And I'm trying to tell these guys that if they grew up with baseball, cricket would not exist. Because baseball is that much of a better game. Because the only thing they knew was cricket. And so cricket goes on forever. Baseball is at least quicker than cricket, Tyrone. So the brevity of baseball compared to what they go through with cricket. I was saying, if you grew up with baseball, you would think it was a better game than cricket.
Yeah.
And they were you know, like arguing with me.
Well, you insulted their game.
Several Kingfisher beers.
Yeah, they would be upset about that. Yeah. Just like people, you get upset when people insult baseball.
Right, but I had facts to prove it.
Nah, they hadn't seen baseball.
No, because I was pointing out to them that even a mishit in cricket is productive, and it shouldn't be. And they couldn't refute that point.
What do you mean
it's productive? A mishit, like if you... use that flat bat and you hit it behind you. Now, I know a lot of guys are skilled enough to do that on purpose, but if you have a mistake, it can turn into a productive hit and runs because the ball can go backwards and can go all over the field. So if you just tick it with your bat and it goes into an open space, that could be a productive play in cricket.
But you could do that in baseball.
No,
you
barely touch
it. It bounces right, dribbles right in front.
Yeah, but
you run it out.
But it's a foul. Usually it's a foul ball when you don't make contact, in which case you have to do it all over again and it's not productive.
So you're saying the cricket should have like a foul ball?
Well, I'm saying the cricket, it's easier to be score productive runs in cricket without the skill level. The skill level of baseball is higher, in my opinion.
It probably is.
All right, let's go to AJ and Jenkintown. AJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, AJ?
Look, all I got to say is, and I'm not going to try to be rude, but whoever is taking the calls kind of pissed me off because he cut me off before I could tell him why I called. So I said, okay, just be easy, AJ. Don't be sassy today. Try to be nice. So I'm going to be nice today.
Our call screener's hard on everybody today?
It's got to be hard on some folks.
AJ. You know, we get all kinds of people to call. You got to put down your authority. Who's screening? Who's screening back there today, Ty?
He didn't give me the chance, but it's okay. He hasn't been blessed by me yet. It's all right.
That's Tyler. Tyler's a good Penn State man. Oh, it's a different Tyler. Oh, it's another Tyler.
He must have been rushing. It's okay.
Right. That's a new Tyler. It's a new Tyler.
It's a new Tyler.
He's a good dude, though.
Look, all I got to say is, yes, you're right. If we didn't have this Bryce Harper news looming over our heads, half of his conversations today wouldn't even be going on. We would have been talking about looking forward to opening day, and it's a shame because I think this is really just about the agent and his ego and not about Bryce. And it's a shame how, at this point, with social media, we wouldn't even know how long this is supposed to normally go because normally we wouldn't care. We wouldn't have all these little ins and outs and false reporting to drive us crazy, you know, if we didn't pay attention to social media.
But I got to be honest with you. I think Bryce Harper's in lockstep with his agent. He wants the same thing his agent was, but this would have been said a long time ago. He wants to be the highest paid player in baseball. He got an ego too, AJ.
Oh, yeah, he does. He looks like a wolf. But, I mean, at this point, I'd rather him be a wolf on our team at this point.
He looks like a wolf.
He was never attractive to me, but I just thought he was a good player. You know, but I'm not going to be one of these people to poo-poo, you know, a good idea on our team. I mean,
yeah.
All four of our teams always need that one hot guy, but we never really, 9 times out of 10, get him anymore.
Right.
So I think that's why there's such an obsession with this right now. And everyone feels like it's already doomsday because it hasn't happened when we wanted it to.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it? Is it going to happen?
It's hard to read, but I wouldn't be shocked if it still did, because I do feel like he knows that the city would wrap arms around him no matter how long it took for him to sign, as long as he signed.
Well, there's actually new information today that Washington's out. And I was afraid of that. And the Giants are offering his short-term contract. It seems like he only has one team left. So maybe it's a matter of time. I'm feeling a lot better about it. Yesterday, I was a little nervous about the Giants. But now I'm no longer nervous, so I think it's going to happen. We'll just have to wait. Let's go Darren in West Philly. Darren, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
It's actually Damon. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Damon? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. So, Mike, I don't have a problem with baseball. Like, I've been watching it. I used to follow you know, since the Yankees and Dodgers is playing the World Series. And because I understand the intricacies of the game, when the batter steps out the box, we know that he's thinking about, should I take this pitch or should I swing? It's a few things they could change. But I will say, and I kind of agree with Tyrone, that they have a poor way of promoting the game, because when I was a kid, I knew who Rod Carew was. You know, I knew who Ricky Henderson was, Nolan Ryan, George Brett, before we played him in the World Series. So They desperately need to promote the game. Even when they do when they give out their MVP awards, Mike, it goes over everyone's head. I'm a sports junkie, so I keep up with it. But the average person's not going to know, because it plays like right during the winter meeting. So they need to do a way better job promoting it. As far as like the NBA, a caller alluded to it, I would do away with the breakaway foul. Clear pass foul? Just make it a common foul, because it's too much of let's go look at the tape. And half the time, you don't even know if the guy's going to make the layup anyway. You know what I mean? So that's the only rule I would change with the NBA, Mike.
Okay.
As far as the Sixers, man, you know, I'm upset with, you know, this OB thing, because I really was looking forward to the second half starting tonight. But when I watch him play, I don't get that nervous feeling anymore. I've trained my mind to not allow that to interfere with me watching him play. Because otherwise I'd go crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of just like, you know what? He's going to be healthy. Everything is good. And hopefully it's low management, and we'll see him in at least. I want to see him back for the OKC game. Really would like to see him back for that one.
Yeah. I think it's all right. Tendonitis is just rest and anti-inflammatory, a little ice, and we'll be good. All right. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll go sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is how you get into the sound off line. You got something to say, hit us up. Record a message. We review the messages. And you may make it to the big show.
Hey, Mike, that Zion Williamson injury is one of the freakiest freak injuries I ever seen, without it being grotesque. His shoe just bled on him. You know, because I got to tell you one thing. This wouldn't have happened if he was wearing some Grand Hills. You and I both know that.
It wouldn't have happened at Grand Hill?
No, in Grand Hills. He was saying a pair of Grand Hill shoes.
Oh, Grand Hill shoes.
Yeah, because that's probably what he wore back in his day when he was balling. He never blew out his Grand Hills.
Oh, I get it. I hear you.
This will be a big test to see how Sixers get into their offense without Embiid, and see how they can slow, see how the ball moves without going through Embiid.
All right. I got Joel. The ball moving through MB.
He's saying to somebody other than
MB. I'm not hearing. Somehow I'm not hearing these calls. But that's my fault. He said, what about Embiid now?
He's saying it's a test. It's a test for the guys to see how the ball moves without
Embiid. The ball's going to move very well without him. I predict it was going to move very well without him. And you're going to see, actually, Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris are going to really shine here without him.
I fell in love with baseball because of video games. You know, I played All-Stars on Nintendo Entertainment System. I played MLB on the other systems. I have absolutely no interest in going to a baseball game. The last baseball game I went to was the World Series run in 93. I was in high school. I have no interest in going to go to a baseball game. But I still love the sport, and I check in when I can.
Well, why don't you want to go to a game? That's how, you didn't add that. If you grew up playing, you know, that was a great game. Those baseball video games were great games. So, like, kids are interested in that, right?
Yeah, they still are, but although nobody in Philly likes MLB The Show anymore because they've been out of their way to troll us, so forget that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, Mike, it's off Friday? You know what that means. Tomorrow.
Well, that's good, then. If me being off tomorrow gets the Phillies Bryce Harper, it will be worth the trip. Right?
I
don't think it's going to happen tomorrow either.
Me neither. Why bury it on a Friday? Why bury it on a Friday?
Bad news day. You got to start the week with it.
Hey, so I'm not trying to be that guy or anything, but this Saturday night at the Stadium Series game, can we not do the Crosby sucks thing? In case you guys haven't noticed, every time you start doing that, this dude absolutely torches us. Recognize his talent, don't piss him off, and let's go out there and win a game.
The Stadium Series, interestingly enough, the road team has won 10 of 12. What's that about?
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
And there's going to be like almost 60,000 people in there?
It's going to be like an Eagles game. Yeah, it's going to be like an Eagles game.
Oh, my God. Look at people want to glom it onto the Flyers.
We're not getting Harbor either. I think the Phillies are just putting on a little dog and pony show because they know Trout's coming in a couple years. He's going to command more money than either two of these guys. He's better than them. He's a five-tool guy. He's a Philly guy. He hustles his butt off. Absolute perfect fit for Philly. He's going to command $400 million. No problem.
Yeah, but bro, you can't wait for Mike Trout for a number of reasons. Number one, he may like to stay out there and not want the pressure of playing here in his hometown. He likes coming in and then leaving. Number two, once he's a free agent, do you think, like, every other team is going to bail out? You don't think the Red Sox are going to come in blaring? The Yankees are going to come in blaring? Like, you know, I love these people who think it's a foregone conclusion that Mike Trout wants to be a Philly.
Mikey Mitz, so all non-All-Star participants have a full week off during the All-Star break. Of course, JoJo plays for 22 minutes in the All-Star game, and now he's out a week. How ridiculous is that to let him play with questionable knees, which is now leading to a full week off? Unreal. He'd be ready to go tonight, assuming that week that he had off.
It's not ridiculous to me. I'm sorry I don't agree with the mainstream, if that's what the mainstream thinks. You can't prevent a guy from being a starter in an All-Star game. I mean, it's one of the highlights of it's going to be of the guy's career. You can't deprive him of that.
Hey, what's going on, 975? I think, Mike, you know, you're a little bit old school. I'm not saying you're wrong, but the baseball thing, I mean, it's boring. Like, I love the sport, but it's way too long. That's why it's boring. And they need to change it up so it draws attention to younger people. Or else it's just going to fall out. Not going to be America's sport.
If you love the sport, you wouldn't think it's boring. So you're a fugazi. You know? You can't love the sport and think it's boring. Then you don't love the sport.
The Bryce Harper saga continues. I mean, this is up to the Phillies. You know, I think all they need to do is put the money on the table. If the Phillies put the money on the table, which is probably $350 to $400 million, he'll probably come.
Well, yeah, that's what's going to happen because there's no other team that is going to put that kind of money on the table. So whatever the delay is right now, it'll be settled, I predict, early next week, maybe on a Tuesday.
Here's a way to take several minutes out of every baseball game without detracting from the quality or integrity of the game. Cut down 1 minute from each half-inning break. Now, when you come back to live action, the screen pitches, where you know you're going to have 20 seconds at least, put the screen like they do during soccer and golf tournaments, and air a 15-second commercial.
I couldn't even follow what he was saying there. Yeah. That was our boy Jim, but I couldn't follow what he was saying. Did you?
No.
Did you follow?
No.
Ah, sorry, Jim. I didn't follow, but what you said. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like it.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets up.
See you later.
All righty, that was Sound Off. 610-771-9705 for future reference. Stay tuned, because Anthony Gargano, Cousins Corner, live from Parks, and he'll lead you right into the Sixers Heat. And Devon Gibbons on the wraparound afterwards. Tyrone will be in tomorrow with Nat. I'm out of here for a couple days. I'll talk to you next Monday. Have a great night, everybody, and a great weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.